2020 was an unusual election year in many ways, and a new Wisconsin survey looks at the experiences of the people at the center of voting, local election clerks. A new study from the UW-Madison Elections Research Center surveyed election officials and the public about their experiences in the November 2020 election. That election saw more than 75% of eligible Wisconsin voters participate, a historically high mark for the state, and voting by mail set a record high. The author of that study joins us now, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Did you work as a clerk or other poll official in the 2020 election? What was your experience like? What was different for you this time around? Are you planning to work in future elections? As a voter, what was your experience like? Did you have delays? Was the vote-by-mail system confusing or smooth for you if you went that way? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Barry Burden is a professor of political science, director of the Elections Research Center, and the Lyons Family Chair in Electoral Politics at UW-Madison. Barry, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you were looking for when you went out, especially on the part where you surveyed those local election officials?
Yeah, as you reminded us, the 2020 election was just so unusual, with election officials and voters having to navigate the pandemic and all of its consequences and aspersions on the election system itself, including some criticisms of election officials. I thought it would be worthwhile to actually ask the key stakeholders, the voters, and the folks who administer elections in all the towns, cities, and villages around the state, how they experienced the election. What is a success? What things worked? What didn't? What things would they like to see modified in future elections? Did they have the resources they need? There are a whole range of things to kind of judge about that election and how well it came off. But I think it's also useful in thinking about how to plan for upcoming elections. For example, are voters likely to continue voting largely by mail, or will they revert back to voting in person? That has consequences for how election officials are planning as they go into the next election cycle.
One thing that stood out looking through your results is life is very different if I'm a local election official in a community of 100 or a community of 1,000 or a community of 100,000 or more. How much does that experience vary depending on the size of the municipality?
It's really a defining feature of our system. As I mentioned, every city, town, and village has its own election clerk, so there are almost 2,000 of these individuals serving communities around the state, and most of them are in very small places. A third of election officials are in the communities that are at the same population as the 20 biggest. So it's about 1,000 election officials represent the same space as Milwaukee, say. In small communities, they mostly like the election system the way it is. They don't want to be encouraging more absentee voting. In fact, they would make probably the rules tighter. They're not interested in lots of early voting, not interested in drop boxes and some of the other innovations. In contrast, the clerks from larger cities and villages want the freedom to be able to do things to serve their voters. They have more difficulty recruiting poll workers and training them. They have more difficulty just educating their public because there's more churn in the population. They have more new residents from one election to the next. So you get some really stark differences of opinion about somewhat basic rules about how the election ought to be conducted.
There were concerns amid the pandemic, especially that we're going to have a hard time finding those local election workers. What did you hear back from the election officials who answered your survey about just making sure they had the bodies to do the jobs?
Yeah, there's so many interesting things there. And let me just lay the sort of groundwork here. Election officials in Wisconsin are mostly part-time workers. Many of them are hourly workers. This is only part of their job as a clerk, and being a clerk is only a part-time job itself with all the other duties it entails. So when election season ramps up, it really takes over their professional and personal lives. A surprising number of clerks told me in the survey that they encountered hostile messages from the public or even threatening messages. About 20% said they got more of those in 2020 than they had in previous elections. We asked them about their burnout in the job, how difficult it was to be under this pressure of running election really for weeks from the time absentee ballots went out in September. Very high rates of burnout, feeling exhausted at the end of the day, every day going into the election. And the survey also asked whether the experience of 2020 made them more likely to want to leave their jobs and not have this be an occupation anymore. or whether it didn't make a difference. About 20% said they were more likely to leave their jobs as a result of the election. That's a really troubling number because these people have knowledge and expertise. We'd like to keep them around. But on the other side, I was really surprised to find that another 20% said that the experiences actually made them more likely to want to stay in their job. So something about defending democracy and, you know, running a proper election, they feel more committed to that than before.
And then when it comes to having campaign workers, or not campaign workers, poll workers available, what kind of things did you hear back from them?
Well, in the end, nearly every clerk found the poll workers they needed. That was not the case in the presidential primary back in April, if you remember that. There was a real shortage because so many poll workers who had signed up then backed out just as the pandemic was hitting. But that mostly got resolved by November. Those poll workers came back. And especially in larger communities, election officials went looking for new sources of poll workers. And one of the top sources statewide was the National Guard. The governor and others began encouraging National Guard members to serve as poll workers, and they did, hundreds of them across the state, and they were a real help. It is always a challenge to find poll workers and to get them trained in time for the election. That's more true in bigger municipalities than small ones. And so in bigger cities, Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee kinds of places, they tend to have more new poll workers in each election, and that was especially true in 2020, but they actually rated those poll workers as just as good, if not better, than the poll workers who had served for many years. So it's sort of a mixed bag, and I think it's a different story in larger places and smaller places in how they found people, how they trained them, and how it all came together.
Talking to Barry Burden from the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. Looking at new research, talking to municipal clerks who ran elections in November 2020 and surveys of voters as well to talk about their experiences, how the voting went, what came out of that. You could join in with your thoughts or your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Barry, when you compare and contrast what you asked municipal clerks and the voting populace in general, were there differences in what they thought about what might need to change when it comes to our elections?
There were some. I think a commonality between both groups is they mostly like the system that's in place. It's familiar. Voters have figured it out. And in 2020, they really figured out voting by mail for the first time pretty successfully. And so most election officials, I think their primary interest is in not changing the rules. This is maybe the number one frustration you hear, even in non-pandemic years. They're really frustrated when the state legislature, the governor, courts, or other people are changing rules on them. They like to just keep them the same. Most voters and most clerks actually support some kind of voter ID requirement for most voters. They support keeping the deadline for absentee ballots at Election Day, not extending it the way it was extended in the primary. So there's some sort of fundamental rules that are already in place that basically the electorate and election officials, for the most part, are on board with. Now, there are other points of disagreement, as we mentioned, especially between bigger communities and smaller ones, between people who voted in person versus those who voted by mail. But the system gets pretty high marks. And I think one message we need to be repeating about 2020 is that it was highly successful. Mm-hmm. Really, almost everyone who participated in the two surveys in this study said that it worked for them. Voting was not especially difficult for the vast majority of voters. Election officials innovated and got the resources they needed and made it work. And I think we all ought to be celebrating the fact that these groups navigated a very difficult environment and pulled it off with very high turnout, as you mentioned.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us in Milwaukee. Steve, hi.
Hello. My wife and I decided, we live in City, Milwaukee, and we decided to work at the polls for the presidential election last November. And I have to tell, and my son, who was 16, he did as well. And it was a tremendous experience. We worked the entire day. We reported at 6 in the morning. We didn't get home until nearly 10 p.m. because of all of the processes that we had to go through to make sure that, you know, all of that, the numbers, that the books and the votes all matched up. And, you know, what he left me with, number one, was it was a tremendous celebration of democracy. And there were a whole bunch of us who were new working at the polls. And it was because of the debacle of the primary in April. And we all knew that with so many poll workers being elderly, that we thought with the pandemic, it was very likely that there'd be a great shortage of people. And so we had a tremendous experience with it. And if it left me feeling absolutely no doubt about the security of our elections.
Steve, thanks a lot for sharing that story of you and your family working. Barry, what do you think?
Well, first of all, thanks to Steve for serving. We need people to step up, to be local officials and to be poll workers. We don't have the numbers from 2020, but in previous elections, the state recruits about 30,000 poll workers to run a presidential election. And there are about 3 million voters. So about one out of every 100 voters is a poll worker. They're really essential to make this work. And I think Steve's experience is common. Many people who serve, the vast majority of people who serve, say it was a long day. It was grueling, but wow, was it rewarding. And I feel really comfortable with the way the election system is run. It's not perfect. It's there are a lot of human human involvement, which is imperfect. But I think it boosts confidence and makes people really feel higher levels of trust than they would otherwise. And it's based on factual knowledge, firsthand observation and involvement on the day itself.
Steve, thanks for sharing your story. We're talking to Barry Burden, political science professor, director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison, about a new report sharing personal experiences of election clerks and the electorate in the 2020 election. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you vote in the general election? What was the experience like? Did you run into snags? Whether you did mail-in voting or early voting in person or in person on election day, did you work on the other side of things? Were you an election worker, a local clerk yourself? Love to hear your thoughts on the November 2020 election. Changes, if any, you'd like to see. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden, looking at what election clerks and voters think should and shouldn't change about how the state runs elections. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you'd like to share your experience as a voter or a poll worker during those November elections. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's go back to our callers now. Lisa is with us in Madison. Lisa, hi.
Hi, I'm just calling. Last year, I was living in Rock County during the 2020 elections, and I volunteered for the first time as a poll worker. And I have to agree with everything your previous caller, Steve, said. I was really impressed at the security and what we had to go through. And I would say that today I'm really disappointed in the statement put out by Donald Trump in his attempts to undermine the integrity of the election in the recall election in California. And more people should really volunteer and find out just how secure our elections are.
Lisa, thanks for the call. And Barry, Lisa reminds us, of course, your research is going on in the midst of ongoing efforts by the former president to question the outcome of the November election and future elections, including one tomorrow. Can you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think allegations or broad suspicions are very helpful. They tend to undermine confidence rather than build it up. And it's some of the efforts that are underway to do sort of audit-like reviews of the election are being done in the name of building confidence. But studies show that actually it reduces confidence to raise those kinds of questions. The best thing we can do to build up public trust is to simply tell people the 2020 election was quite successful despite the challenges. And I think my report is a testament to that. You know, I think it's important to get the facts. And so I wanted to ask the people who actually run the elections, and these are mostly part-time clerks working in small towns around the state. That's the prototypic person. And they had a good experience. Again, not perfect and not uniformity of opinions. But in general, I think they're pretty satisfied with the way things came together. And if we're going to make changes to the election system, I think it ought to involve listening to these people because they are the frontline workers.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Barry, as you've said, the election went surprisingly smoothly given everything that was going on in 2020. You did find some points of friction, especially when you talked to members of the electorate. Most people reported that the election system worked pretty well for them. A couple asterisks, though. One of those people with disabilities you found had higher concerns about some of the barriers they found to voting. What kind of things did you hear?
Yeah, I found there were some pockets of the population that had real challenges with the election system, even though overall Wisconsinites had a great experience. As you mentioned, voters with disabilities just pop out very clearly as having more difficulty navigating the system, either getting to a polling place on election day or mostly trying to use the absentee voting system. You know, voters with disabilities have different kinds of impairments and challenges, but often it's difficult to navigate the internet and use the system for requesting the absentee ballot. It's difficult to mail something, especially if you have difficulty writing or manipulating objects. And it was difficult for many of them to get the witness that's required, the witness signature that's required on the absentee envelope. So each of those stages presented a little bit of a problem. The other two groups that sort of show up as having more difficulty than the average voter are young voters and voters of color. Young voters in particular had trouble with the absentee voting process. Now, many of them were voting for the first time, so it's maybe not surprising it's a little more complicated for them. But I think during the pandemic, there were a lot of young, especially college students, who were shifting back and forth somewhat unpredictably, maybe from a campus environment to their parents' home, and had to find out how to get registered and how to get the ballot wherever they were. And that was more problematic for them. Local election officials also had some troubles. Their main challenges were fighting misinformation, which was prevalent. It was complicated to deal with and provide authoritative, correct facts for voters, and dealing with the massive number of absentee ballots. That was a real challenge, especially in bigger communities where they were not permitted to process those absentee ballots before Election Day. They just piled up and had to be dealt with on Election Day itself.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that, because that's something you definitely asked the local clerks about. Other states do that. They allow some level of processing of those early ballots before Election Day or on Election Day earlier in the day. We don't do that in Wisconsin. What did clerks have to say about that?
Yeah, we are one of the only states that does not do that. Those ballots really cannot be opened or touched until 7 a.m. on Election Day. So this is where there's another difference between election officials in small communities versus big ones. In small communities, they don't mind that. It was hard for them to process all the absentee ballot requests and to find a place to store those ballots leading up to Election Day. It made a longer election night, but they were, I think, mostly willing to tolerate that. But in larger communities, they really wanted the ability to do some kind of processing, not to count those ballots before Election Day, but to allow, say, voters who are delivering the ballot in person before Election Day at an early voting site or the clerk's office to be able to at least put the ballot into the tabulation machine, or for poll workers to open the ballot and flatten it and prepare it for counting, make sure it's not damaged or something else, just to sort of set up election morning so it could be faster, so that we don't end up with large batches of ballots being added late on election night, which raises suspicions and makes a long night for all of us. We'd all like to avoid that. And, you know, this was something I think that clerks from bigger communities really thought would be a wonderful change to state policy.
Talking to Barry Burden from UW-Madison about his new report, having surveyed a bunch of municipal clerks around the state and voters about their experience in the November 2020 election. You mentioned ongoing audits of various sorts of that election, Barry, here in Wisconsin and elsewhere. I want to key in last week, the Wisconsin State Senate Committee on Elections, Election Process Reform and Ethics held an informational hearing at the Capitol on how elections are run in Wisconsin. I want to give a listen to the head of that committee, Republican Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls, at that hearing.
The fact of the matter is nothing is perfect. I don't think we're going to go to the purple ink and sticking our finger in the ink pad. We have a great system overall. Is it perfect? No. I don't think you will find a perfect system, because we have very imperfect people.
What do you think about the significance of this hearing, Barry?
Well, I think it mimics what our report is saying. This is what we're hearing from clerks. It's an imperfect system. Some tweaks are needed, but it's really wonderful to hear from a legislator who's in the governing majority and who has experience as election official. Mm-hmm. Senator Bernier was a county election clerk, and so she knows how the system runs. She has a lot of trust in it. Not that it shouldn't be improved, but I think it was a breath of fresh air to hear from her and some of the other clerks and voting system vendors and elections commission staff who testified there to really talk about the facts of the election and what a great success it was in the end.
Barry, with all this information in your hands now from election clerks and the electorate itself, as we look forward to future elections, what would be some of your priorities, things we should be thinking about, maybe tweaks we should be making? Where do you see a need for priorities here?
Well, I think we're likely to have a mix of ways that people cast their ballots in the future. Even when the pandemic has ended, we asked the public in the survey, how are you likely to vote once the pandemic passes? Many people, the largest group, a majority, would like to go back to voting in person on Election Day, and they really want to preserve those local neighborhood polling places. They don't want to go to big voting centers or arenas or other kind of centralized spots. But there's also likely to still be a lot of voting by mail and a lot of early voting in person, where people cast an absentee ballot in person or leave it in a drop box or some other location. So it's really a three-part election system that I think is likely to just dominate the way we run elections for the foreseeable future. And election officials have to be ready, I think, with the resources and the guidance and the preparation to make all of that possible. It's a much more complicated system than we would have run in Wisconsin 20 or 30 years ago, but it's where other states are. And I think the pandemic has sort of pushed the state just over that, just nudged them over the hump. And this is likely to be the complexity that we end up living with.
Barry, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Glad to be with you. Thanks again.
Barry Burden is professor of political science, director of the Elections Research Center, and the Lyons Family Chair in Electoral Politics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We talked to him today about his new report that chronicles the experiences of election clerks and voters in the November 2020 general election.